Take your Bible and turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1. The Bible teaches us some things here. I want to just share with you tonight just the thought the Lord's give us. We've got to be our help. Paul says in verse number 1, chapter number 1, 1 Thessalonians, he says, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus, unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your faithful your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, that's the most important part, and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were ensamples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Now watch this. And to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. I want to preach now just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on what to expect. On what to expect. As the Lord is speaking here to Paul, and now this is probably one of the earlier of the writings of Paul, which he wrote to the first Thessalonians. He said probably written in about the 54 A.D., and he's writing this short epistle to the church of Thessalonica from Corinth. And as you're writing this down, he's pinning it down, and he's trying to encourage them because there was some discouragement that come in. Maybe some people had come in and said, you know, that things weren't all that Paul made them out to be, and that people were dying and going out of here, and the Lord had already come, and the boat had done launched out, and they'd done missed the boat. And people were getting discouraged and didn't know what to do, didn't know what to expect. But Paul brings it back in 1 Thessalonians, and he begins to line it out for us and what we can expect in the Lord. Amen. What God can expect from the Lord. And Paul's speaking here of the grace of God the Father and through the Lord Jesus Christ and the peace of God the Father and all through the Lord Jesus Christ. And it seems like Paul's trying to tie it together here and help us to realize that every hope and every encouragement that we have comes through Jesus Christ. Amen. Now I know I'm preaching to the choir tonight, but just hang on, go with me. And we'll just learn something tonight with the help of the Lord. As we look at this tonight and we see how God begins to manifest Himself, and He speaks here, and then if you'll notice in the 1 Thessalonians, every chapter of the book of 1 Thessalonians, it ends with the Lord Jesus Christ, the appearing of Christ Jesus. The Lord's a coming, praise God, and coming in magnificence, and coming in His power, and we see that. So we know the truth of the second coming, how Lord Jesus Christ and the Lord, the promise that He give us, and that is our hope and our expectation. That's what we're looking for. Amen. Praise God. We're looking for a calling up, calling out, getting out of here to go be with Him where He is, which the Bible tells us is far better than what we have. Now, I want to say we have some good times here. We have good fellowship. We have good fun. We have good food. Amen. We have good relationships. That's all good. Amen. Praise God. I love all of them. All of it. But amen. Praise God. It's going to be even better when we get home. Amen. It's going to be even better when we get to be with the Lord. Praise God. We're in that place that He's going to prepare for us. So we see how this thing plays out and how it works out. And this second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, it deals with everything, every essence of our life. It even comes down to our daily living. What we do day by day with the Lord and for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise His holy name. What it teaches us here that how we ought to be looking for the eager longing for the Lord. Amen. Praise God to be with Him where He is. If we ought to say, we need to say that we love the Lord Jesus Christ because He first loved us. He loved us when we was unloved. He loved us when we were lost in our sin. When we weren't even thinking about Him, He was we were on His mind. Amen. He loved us that much. So we see that, and we ought to, as His church, praise God, as His people, we ought to have an eager longing and looking for Him. And as we look through this, I just want to share this with you tonight. In every book of 1 Thessalonians, the end of it, praise God, has us looking to the Lord Jesus Christ, to His coming. Amen. To be with us, for us to be with Him where He is. Amen. So what a blessing that is in the Lord. So God, He tells us here, He said, remembering without ceasing the work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and of our Father. He said, what we're doing, praise God, we're doing it because we love the Lord. Because the Lord loved us. And he says it, and Paul says this, he said, praise God, he said, well, you believed our report when we was telling you about the goodness of God and of His Son, you believed it, praise the Lord. And the word went out from Thessalonica, and he said, when we were in Macedonia and Achaia, he said, before we ever got there, we heard word, praise God, that was coming back from Thessalonica, that you love the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, when we got there, amen, the preaching was easy because the word had already went before us. And they said, Paul, we know what you got to say, and we're right there with you, brother. Hey, praise God, lay her down, just preach on. Praise God, bless you, bless His holy name, and amen. It's an amazing thing, praise God, when Paul was going and the word was going before him. And people were being blessed and getting in. And Paul just had to come alongside, praise God, and just begin to mention Lord Jesus Christ. And people just went to praising God. Amen. It's a blessing when you go to open the Word and people just lock in with you, praise God. Say, praise the Lord, I know what you're talking about. Praise God, He did that for me. Boy, I remember when God moved in that. I remember the touch He had over here. I remember how He touched Mama. I remember how He touched Daddy. I remember how He touched those prayer objects. Thank God I know what God has done. Amen. And God goes before you because people believe, they begin to believe, they begin to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise His name. And so we see it even in the evidence of their salvation. Look what Paul says here in chapter number 1, verse number 10. Chapter number 1, verse number 10, he says this. Well, let's go back to verse number 5. He said, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. Amen. We get our assurance not from the things of this world. We get our assurance from the Word of God. He said, in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sakes, and you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the Word in much affliction. Amen. Times was tough. Persecution was rampant. But hey, praise God, He said, you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. You trusted in the Lord. Praise God. And he said, now watch this. It said, with joy of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. He said, you received the Lord Jesus Christ. You received the Word of God. And joy filled your soul. It took the place of the mully grubs. It took the place of those that affliction that was present at the time. And you come out of affliction praising and giving God glory. Amen. He said, so that you are examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. You know, when we shout and praise Him, we give God glory, amen, even through the hard times, people see that. And they say, you know what? There's something different about them people. There's something different about that person because they come, I know what they've been in. I know what they've been through. But praise God, you know, they never quit. They never give up. They just kept trusting the Lord, kept praising God. And said God brought them right on through and they just kept praising Him all the way through. And until they got to the other side. Amen. Praise the Lord. And they realized when we got on the other side, we realized just how big a God we got. How much God was there in the midst. Praise God. How that God brought us through. How that God, praise God, when we couldn't go no further, He picked us up and just carried us a while. Brought us through and brought us on to the other side. He said, from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad. So that we need not to speak anything. Paul said the word has always preceded us, praise God. The gospel has already been spread. Praise the Lord. Wouldn't it be nice? Think about it. Some preacher gets a call to go somewhere and preach a revival. Amen? And he studies and he prays and he prepares. And he goes to this place, he goes to a certain church, and he gets there, and when he gets there, praise God, on a Sunday night to start a revival meeting, the folks has already got their Sunday morning, and they've already got a hold of God, and God's already got a hold of them. Guess what kind of meeting they're going to have? Amen. They're going to have a Holy Ghost filled meeting. They're going to have a meeting that's plumb full of God. A man of God's going to have a good time, easy time of preaching. The Spirit of God's going to move through the pews. It's going to move through the people. It's going to move through the community. And folks will be saved. Folks will be helped. Folks will be rededicated. Folks will be encouraged. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the way it works. He said the word of God preceded us and went before us. He said, for they themselves showed of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols and served the living and true God. Now watch this, verse number 10. Talking about the evidence of salvation. He said, to wait for His Son from heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. Said you're excited about you can't wait till you see Him. You can't wait, praise God, till the Lord Jesus Christ, till we get in His presence. You're excited about it. He said, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus. I'm glad the Holy Ghost don't give you no doubt right here. He said, who are we waiting on? He said, we're waiting on Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. But now listen to what He says. He said, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Now, I don't know about you, but in English, they taught us that means delivered from, praise God. Delivered us from means it's past tense. It's already happened. He said, from the wrath to come. He said, that wrath to come means it's already in motion. But said, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ came from heaven, praise the Lord. And he we're waiting for the one that Jesus come from heaven, who was raised from the dead, even Jesus, who has delivered us from the wrath to come. Praise God. That's that evidence of salvation. That's a hope that we have in Christ Jesus. Because He came, praise God. He lived, He loved, He died, and He rose again for the salvation of souls. Praise God. For your soul and mine. That we might be set free, praise God, from the condemnation of sin. Praise His name. He said He delivered us. How did He deliver us? On the cross of Calvary. Amen. He died for our sins. He became that great sacrifice for you and I. On the cross of Calvary. He began to become that way of life for us, praise God. Amen? So we see the evidence of salvation, but we also see the motivation, praise God, the soul winning, to see soul saved. Look at Thessalonians chapter number 2. Thessalonians chapter number 2, verse 17. He says this, but we, brethren, being taken from you for a short time in presence, not in heart. Now Paul says, hey, listen, we may not be right there with you physically, but praise God, he said, we're with you there in our hearts. Amen. Kind of like the Lord. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I'll always be with you. He said, endeavoring the more abundantly see your face with great desire. Paul said, praise God, hey, listen, said, we're not here for a short time, we're taking away. He said, but we long to see you. He said, we long to see your face, to be with you. Amen. Praise God. He said, wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again. But Paul says, that's a hindrance. He said, but Satan hindered us. Amen. Does the devil ever hinder you? Amen. Devil, praise God, he'll hinder us if we'll let him. He don't want us to get close to God. He don't want us to get close to God's people. He don't want to get us close to the things of God. The devil wants to keep us as far away from those things as he can. And he will if we'll let him. But praise God, we can't let him. Amen. So here he says, verse 18, now look what he says. He said, wherefore, we have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us for what is our hope or joy or a crown of rejoicing? Question mark. He said, what is our hope? What is our joy? What is our crown? What have we got to rejoice over? He said, are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at His coming? He said, what we're hoping for, what gives us joy and hope, praise God, and a crown of rejoicing, praise God, is that you are going to be in the presence of Jesus Christ when He comes. Amen. He said, you've made your call and election and sure, praise God. He said, you're going to be in the midst of the crowd rejoicing and full of joy with Jesus. Amen. We are going to be there. So not only we have evidence of salvation, but we have evidence of soul winning. That faith is going to be more than just one. Paul said, it's just not going to be us, praise God. But he said, it's evidence that that souls have been won, praise God, because you're going to be rejoicing. You're going to be our joy and crown of rejoicing. The reason we're rejoicing is because souls have been won to Christ. Amen. Praise God. They'll be in His presence, the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at His coming. For you are our glory and joy. Amen. So Paul said, hey, praise God. He said, each one of us brings the joy of the Lord. It blesses my heart every time somebody gets in. Every time somebody gets saved. Every time somebody gets rededicated. Every time somebody gets closer to the Lord. It brings joy to our heart, every one of us. Amen. Praise God. Every time somebody uses this old-fashioned altar, praise God, and gets help from the Lord, it brings joy to our hearts. It encourages us. Amen. He said, well, preacher, I know what the old devil does. The old devil says, well, preacher, listen, if you go up there, what are they going to think? Amen. Praise God, we're going to rejoice in the Lord for you and with you. Because we know that if you come with a sincere heart, you're going to get help from the Lord. And there's no better place, there's no better thing than to get linked up and help and get that help from God. He makes the difference, praise God. So we see that motivation of soul winning, praise the Lord, to bring folks into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ so they see Him at His coming. It'd be a terrible thing to miss the Lord Jesus Christ. It'd be a terrible thing to miss out on the coming of the Savior, praise God. Amen. So not only do we have the evidence of salvation, not only do we have the motivation for soul winning, but in chapter number 3, we got the encouragement for holy living. Amen. Encouragement for holy living. Look at verse number 11. He says, now God Himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you. Amen. Paul says, hey, listen, said we're praying that God will direct our path. He'll direct our way to you. That God will help us get to you. Amen. I pray today that God will help us get to the lost. That He'll get to those old sinners, praise God, out here in the world. If we'll get to looking for them, praise God. Hey, listen, I don't know about you, but they're everywhere. Everywhere you look is old sinners in need of a Savior. You said people are just as wicked and vile. Yeah, because they're lost. Amen. They don't know Lord Jesus Christ, the free pardon of sin. You say, well, preacher, what are we going to do? Tell them about Jesus. That hope of salvation is in Jesus Christ, and He's coming. Amen. Praise God. We need to be ready looking for Him. Praise His name. Verse number 12, it says, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another. And that's how you know you're saved. He said, preacher, what do you mean? That's how you know you're saved. The Bible says, if you're saved, you love the Lord Jesus Christ. You know that you're saved because you love the brethren. You start loving brothers and sisters in Christ. Praise God. You can't help it. You don't know why, but you do. Amen. It's an exciting thing, praise God. You begin to be part of a bigger family. Amen. Praise God. You know, you can, a lot of times, you can't choose your family, but you can choose your friends. Amen. And I like to choose my friends, but choose friends that's Christian friends. That's good, godly people that love the Lord. Praise God. And he goes on in verse number 13, he says this. To the end He may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God. So he said, we love one that is increase our and abound in love toward one another, toward all men, even we do toward you. Paul said, toward you. He said, to the end He may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, when, where, how? At the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ with all His saints. Amen? So we see the Lord Jesus Christ. He's laying this thing out here. He said the evidence of your salvation. He said the motivation to be soul winners. He said the encouragement for holy living is all in our desire and our longing to see the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? To see Him, to be with Him where He is. Well, the way to be with Him where He is, I praise God, to have the righteousness of Christ in us. That makes the difference. He said, at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ with all His saints. He talked about those born-again believers. Amen? And then but chapter 4, he says He'd give us that comfort, a comforter. Amen? The truth that brings this comfort, praise God, a comfort in sorrow. Now we know that chapter number 4 is talking about those that sorrow because they think that these folk that the Lord's already come. He's already been something. He said that the Lord's come and they've missed out. And He said they sorrow as others that have no hope. Amen. But He said you're not one of those because you have hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, in verse number 13, he says, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep or those that have died, they've passed away. That you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. They were hopeless. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of an archangel, with the trump of God, and dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Ever be with the Lord. Ever in His presence. Amen. But then he says this is our comfort verse. Verse number 18. He said, wherefore comfort one another with these words. What words of comfort does God have for us? Praise God that Jesus is coming just like He said He would. Amen. We need to be expecting till He comes. Be excited about it, praise God. Be preparing for it. Be getting ready for it. Be excited about being in the presence of a holy and a righteous God. One day in a little while, we're going to lose gravitation. We're going to float. We're going to float up out of here or soar up out of here. I don't believe there'll be no floating to it. He's in the moment, twinkling of an eye. It's pretty quick. Amen. Praise God. We'll be translated from here to yonder. Bless His holy name. What a God we serve. He said, you can comfort one another with these words. You can know it and take comfort in it. Praise God. Amen. He said, because of this, he said, they should be a stimulus in us, praise God, to have more confidence in the Lord. A stimulus to have more confidence in our Lord Jesus Christ. And what's taking place, what's took place, and what's going to happen in the end, praise the Lord, at the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, he says this in verse number 23. Amen. He said, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. That's to set you aside. That's to make a place for you. That's to give us a place, a standing in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved, blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? So he said, listen, said this whole aspect of this, the whole book of Thessalonians is about preparing for a soon coming Savior. He's coming. You say, if Paul believed he was coming soon, over 2,000 years, how much closer are we to that today? Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe we're knocking on the door. Something's really close, praise the Lord. You can see it happen. Everything around us, we've been looking at all these chain of events that's taking place all over the world. And we see all these things. He said it's beginning of sorrows. Amen. But praise God, he said the Lord, the God Almighty, is going to step out with a shout and a trump. He said, the God of peace that sanctifies you and sets you aside and makes you one of His. I'm glad it's God Almighty that does that. I'm glad it's not some man. I'm glad not some man don't get me out and try to train me up and say, this is exactly what you got to do because I'd mess up. I do mess up. But God Almighty, praise God, through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, speaks to my soul and He helps me, leads me, guides me just a little bit every day and shows me His way. And His way is a good way. His way is a righteous way, praise God. It's a place where you can draw close to Him and He can get close to you. And the next thing you know, praise God, you're walking along like Enoch with the Lord. You know what happened to Enoch? He got down the road with the Lord. Went a little ways down the road with the Lord every day, walking a little bit with the Lord. One day he got just close enough, and the Lord said, Enoch, just come on, go with me. Amen. Ain't no use going back to your house. I enjoy your fellowship. That enjoy the conversations with you. I just want you to go home with me, Enoch. And he said, well, I don't think Enoch said, well, Lord, you know, it's good to be in your presence and to good know you and see your power and your might and your strength and your as the Almighty God. But I think I'll just wait. Maybe I'll just go back to the house. No. Oh, Enoch, praise God. The Lord said, Enoch, why don't you just go home with me? And Enoch said, amen. He was gone. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the way I want to be. I'm looking for a soon coming Savior. Praise God. When He calls me, praise God, I want to go. I want to be ready. Amen. Praise God. He said, and very God of peace, sanctify you holy. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body, that's every essence fiber of us, be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now this old flesh we live in, it ain't saved. That inward part, that soul and spirit that lives in us is what God saves. But if the spirit, the soul and the spirit that it's in us, praise God, gets in line with the things of God, God will direct it in the path of righteousness. So with that old body of flesh, praise God, will walk right before God too. That it can be presented unto the Lord but blameless, without spot or blemish, unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. To work every day. He says, verse 24, he says this. He says, faithful is he that calleth you. Amen. Do you believe God's faithful tonight? Is God faithful? God's a whole lot more faithful to us than we are to Him, ain't He? Amen. Say, yes, sir. God's a whole lot more faithful to us than we are to Him. But we are to work on that. Work on our faithfulness to the Lord. But He said, faithful is he that calleth you. Amen. Who also will do it. In other words, He's the one that's going to bring you along. He's going to keep you unto the coming of the Lord. He's going to take you, keep you, show you, lead, guide, and direct you, and prepare you for the coming of the Lord, for the presence, for being in the very presence of God Almighty in Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. And then He says, brethren, verse 25, He says, brethren, pray for us. We all need prayer. Amen. Every one of us need prayer. Every one of us need a word of God sent up for us. Every one of us need to have a little talk with Jesus. Amen. And every one of us could use somebody else praying for us and lifting us up too. We ought to pray and lift up each other. Amen. And then He said, He'd go on, verse 26, He said, greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. Now, I don't know about that, some of you old fellas. I don't know if I want to kiss you or not. Amen. I don't want to kiss you ladies either. I got one that I want to kiss. Amen. Say amen. He said, I charge you by the Lord and by this epistle that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Now, why did Paul tell them? Now, like I said, this is one of the first letters he wrote from Corinth. He wrote to the Thessalonians. Why did he write this letter? I'm talking just five little short chapters. He wrote to the Thessalonians. He wrote it for God's glory. And this is why he said, I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren, all those born again, all those brothers and sisters in Christ. Why? Because he said every chapter is about a soon coming Savior and the ability that He gives us to be getting ready when He comes. Amen. Be getting ready for when God calls us to be with Him and we get to go out of here to be in the presence of a holy God. I'm excited about it. I can't imagine what it's going to be like to be with the Lord forever. Be taken away from all the adversity, all the sin, all the heartache, the sorrow, the death, the dying, and the crying, and be brought into the presence of an almighty God. But Paul said, through the Lord Jesus Christ, pray God, through the death, burial, and resurrection, through a soon coming Savior, God's going to make it all possible in Christ Jesus. What we're looking for, what we expect, because God, why? Because God said so. Amen. God said so. He said, a soon coming Savior, and you need to be getting ready. We don't know when He's coming, what day or what hour. A lot of people try to predict it. But I want to say, praise God, He's coming. He's coming again, just like He said. You say, preacher, why? Because God said so. Amen. And I believe it. Praise the Lord. And He's coming for you and for me. And all those that are saved in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying it's time for all of us to get in before it's too late. There'll come a day when it'll be too late. That door will be shut, just like for them virgins this morning. We didn't get into all that. But there's coming a day that door will be shut. And you'll come, they'll come and they'll knock, they'll try to get in. Just like they did the ark when that door was shut. I guarantee you, people on the outside was beating on it. Say, hey, let us in. It's too late. The door was shut. And the Lord said, I know you not. Man.